Hi, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and welcome to Conversations with Carlisle. Today I'm joined by Coach Don Carlisle.
Good morning, good people.
So, Coach, let's get right into this. The Giants took on a scrappy Southport team to advance to the Marion County Championship game. They won 63-52 off of a 22-point performance, 16 rebounds for Zane Dowdy. So what were your thoughts on the win over Southport?
It's always going to be a tough matchup with Southport. We play them so many times. Each year, at least 2 to 3 times a year. So really familiar group with each other. Most of these guys on that team, I think they have 5 seniors to our 7. So they've been playing. They played a lot of times in their careers. Kind of chippy, a lot of trash talk. But, you know, we came out on top. I like the fight within our guys, and it's probably the best game since Zane's been playing at Ben Davis that I saw him play.
Yeah, a really impressive performance for sure. So, with the win, the Giants advanced the championship game, and they would defeat Lawrence North 62-40. Mark Zachary led all scoring with 17 points. So, what did it take to win the Marion County tournament?
Another scrappy team, plays extremely hard. Xavier Robinson is one of the better players in the mix. He's young, so we have a couple more years to look forward to having to stop and guard him. Well coached. Lawrence North, I think they were 9-2 coming into that game. So, a really good team. So, we just played well. I think our size bothered them. We were able to establish ourselves, at least to command a lot of attention to open it up for our perimeter players. So, hard-fought game, hard-fought win. Brought the county championship back to the west side after 28 years.
So, as you mentioned, 28 long years. What does it mean to win this tournament?
It's one of the tougher tournaments to win. I don't think there's any other tournament that can mimic the county tournament where you have to win 4 games in a week with not much prep time in between. So, you have to play back-to-backs twice. And especially, I don't know, on our side, it's always we have to go through the mix. The other side, I mean, I'm not saying it was easier, but we always have to play against MIC opponents or people who we play regularly or in our sectional coming through our side of the county tournament. So if it's not the hardest, it's one of the hardest tournaments to win. So it's a great job by my coaching staff and the players alike to, you know, get that thing done. We were really close last year. In my opinion, it kind of broke our season when we lost that in overtime in the championship game. And to come back and exact revenge, not necessarily on LN, but just come back and get the job done this year what we couldn't last year.
So you beat Cathedral in a revenge game. You won the Hall of Fame Classic. You've now won county. What's left for Ben Davis to conquer this season?
We have 5 more championships to win. I told this to the kids, man. We have the MIC, which we have a share of right now, beat Lawrence North. The last MIC game will be undefeated and have a MIC championship. We have the sectional championship. That's 2. The regionals, 3. Semi-state, 4. State championship, 5. So plenty of challenges left for us. A lot of season left for us to do what our goals, man. There's still a lot of time for us to accomplish those things.
So when you had 4 games in 5 days, you would then host Decatur Central this past Tuesday. You won that one 82-44 off of Clay Butler's 15-point performance. KJ had 14 off the bench. So what were your thoughts on the team's win over Decatur Central?
It's another get-back game. Even though we beat them in the sectionals last year at the same time in that same game, we lost to them on their home floor. So these guys remembered that. As coaches, we remembered that. So it's not like we went out to win like that. But, I mean, any game that we play, the goal is to win. So we executed. We didn't have a great game by any stretch. I think it was they were up 4 in the first quarter, called a timeout. We went on a run, a little bit of a run. But after 1, I think it was maybe like a 4-point game, 5-point game, something like that. And I don't know exactly what the numbers look like. If it was the second quarter, I think at halftime the score was fairly close. Then we won a run in the third quarter leading into the fourth. So that was the difference in that game.
So with the win over Decatur Central, you as a coach are now tied for fifth all-time for the most wins in Ben Davis history. What does that mean to you?
Like everything, man, it's a team thing. Like, it, you know, I'm the head coach. My name is on it. But the players, you know, the past and present players put me in that position to be able to win those games. And also the assistant coaches on all levels. We bounce ideas off of each other. We pull from each other. And I use those guys. So, you know, it's a worthless, you know, accolade without me recognizing the other guys that were able, players and coaches that were able to help me to get there. So it's a team. It's a team award. It's not a Don Carlisle. It's not a Don Carlisle accolade. It's a team one. So we're able to do that together, and I'm proud of everyone.
So your next game will be against Gary Westside. You have 3 days in between. So what can you tell us about the Cougars?
Young, play hard. They, of course, when you have number one or even Ben Davis on your jersey, you don't get everyone's best shot. So we got to make sure that we prepared. We respect every opponent that we play. So we'll prepare hard to make sure that we're ready and we're playing a good brand of Ben Davis basketball to hopefully come out on the win column on that on Saturday night as well.
So with a win, this team would be in history, you know. They would be 20-0. That would be the first time it's ever happened in school history. So what would that mean for this team to break that school record?
I mean, for me, I'm pretty sure it'll be great for them, but for me it's just another game. The ultimate prize is the one, being number one and winning those games in March. And I think it's March 26th, cutting nets and Gang Bridge. So it'll be great, you know. It's a great thing. It's a great accomplishment for myself and the staff and the kids. More importantly, the kids. There'll be a lot of debate on who's the best team in Ben Davis history after this year. So, but for me, it's just about putting the best product that we can on the floor. It's not always about winning, but it is. This is a team sport. And the object is to have more points than the other team at the end of regulation or overtime, at the end of the game. So if we can come out and win, that'll be good enough for me.
So, again, the Giants will host Gary Westside this Saturday night at 6 p.m. You'll be able to hear it on Giant 90.9. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you.